the truth.
It's my turn here. Hey, I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is February 27th. It's Tuesday, 2024. I don't know. We're going to just call it randomly whatever time of the day, week, month. It doesn't really matter because it doesn't. I mean, we have actually made up so much of what we understand to be our history. It's just breathtaking to see that we even continue to fight for accuracy in our lives. I want to start every show with that. I want everybody to understand that I think that we have lost our way in so many ways. It is breathtaking to see us find ourselves, I don't know, in just such a dire straits. So anyway, well, there was some cool stuff going on. You know, today we did the whole, there was another Fanny, oh, by the way, guys, this was brought to my attention. I guess I am just a... just a uninformed white guy, and we're going to use white guy as a derogatory because obviously all things are bad that are white, so we're just going to go with whatever that is. That seems to work for everybody, so yeah, I'm just making up as I go along here, but there was another so-called trial today or a hearing of facts. And I want to use the word facts as just about as loosely as I can because I don't know what they were talking about. I saw a man on the stand today, him hon and him, blah, 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 blah. He was all over the place, but where he needed to be. And I felt bad for him because I knew he just was like, man, just get me off this stage. I'm trying not to get killed by Fanny and her cronies there. I just don't want to die. And I think that that was a thing for him. I don't believe that there was any other reason for him to be that way. Now, there were some, what do you want to call it, goings on that looked like he was maybe just didn't know what the heck he was talking. I'm trying some different things on the settings here on the old camera. And this seems to be too much. And this seems to be not enough. Anyway, where's to go with this for now? We'll leave it here. As we continue to see that, I watched this guy, and he would literally, like, this is how bad it was. I'm going to use an example of, because none of the questions were very pointed, like, hey, have you ever heard of a Fanny Willis? You happen to have been married to her at one, objection, hearsay. Is his marriage to her is a hearsay? Yeah, objection, sir. Honor, Your Honor, asked and answered already. To what? That the fact that he knows of her, he can't reference back to that? Well, no, it's already asked and answered, Judge. Judge, overruled. Overruled. Continue your questioning. Did you know Mrs. Willis? I'm just using variations of her name because I don't know which one's supposed to be now. We're now using different names for Mrs. Fanny. I guess Fanny isn't spelled Fanny anymore. It's spelled Fanny. And, oh, Fanny, boy, you've got some explaining to do. But anyway, her ex-husband gets up there, and I think he's the ex-husband. This love circle triangle that who she was doing and what do. By the way, girls, I want to go out there on a limb here. John Candy, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to go out on a limb here with the whole on the women's side of things and say, women, you need to have a little sit down with old Fanny. I don't know what you're supposed to call it to her now, but I guess we're using now a type of ebonics or whatever we want to call it. And that's where we're at. So, guys, I'm just, this is as nonsensical to you as it is to me. And I have tried to formulate something in my mind that will allow me to be able to say that this is easy to understand. It's not. And we still got a lot of other stuff to talk about. We still have to talk about how Biden has now warned the world. Biden warns of dire Ukraine fate in White House showdown. And by the way, the military has missed its goal. It's now downgraded the military. We're going to miss the goal for recruitment by 25,000 military men going into the Army. So we're just going to go ahead and not do that. Out to get us. Don't tell me you're alive. It doesn't tell. Oh, Ken says Facebook is out to get us. They don't tell me you're live anymore. Well, that's the whole thing, buddy. That's how we do it here on Facebook. We go ahead and have 20 years of development telling you how we're still working on the fact that we can't get birthdays to show up. We can't get our local things to show up. I can't even look myself up on Facebook. But yet, Facebook is the bestest ever. And they're so credible that they got fact checkers and everything. Edward, good to see you, man. Warm greetings, he says. Well, I don't know, Edward. I'm having some warm greetings up here in old Wichita. We are doing the old sunshine thing today. We got a lot of 70s going around. I think it's today we're going to have 70-something degrees here today and tomorrow. And even though there's snow, now get this, 79 degrees in Wichita, right? 79 degrees is the high for Tuesday. But if you look at the old radar up in northwest Kansas, they got snow. So if you kind of drive it by the Eagles Fly there, the Crows Fly, about 3 or 4 hours that way, there's a big snow band coming in. So, yeah, that's fine. Hey, Kerry, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for being here. Import that warmth, sir. Yeah, we're doing our best. But what's crazy is today is 79, high tomorrow's 48, 54 on Thursday, 65 on Friday, 76 Saturday, it looks like 72 on Sunday. If you guys think that you feel imbalanced, well, it's because that's how it works. That's the whole idea. Anyway, and I understand there's different things and different strokes for different folks, but anyway, well, that's how we're doing it here. John Kennedy says, the flat globe is melting. Uh-oh. Well, that's probably part of the deal too. I have gone down a little bit of the path of the... I am a true mud flood believer. I'm a true believer in Tartaria. I do believe World War One and Two were actually to go out there and destroy as many artifacts and remnants of the past so they don't have to explain themselves, that they're not the smartest things on Earth, those that are on top. I do believe that they've been doing everything they can because they're a bunch of dummies, inbred dummies, and one of them died yesterday or the day before. And by the way, guys, I know I didn't talk about it too much yesterday with the old Rothschild guy dying, but there was a white horse, black horse with a draped flag, a flag draped with a black cloth this last weekend in England. And I don't know if you guys saw that video or not, but the whole idea that Rothschild came up dead on Monday wasn't a surprise to me. It seemed like it was just part of the plan. But that's what we do here. You know, we just talk about things. But I am a mudflood Tartarian guy. I do believe that the Gulf of Mexico is an impact point for a water asteroid, ice crystal asteroid that superheated as it went through the atmosphere, caused a 23-degree tilt of the Earth and the axis change, and where we've seen all the buildings that were prior to at one time directly facing towards the North Pole, magnetic north, and that has now since been tilted as the Earth has been spinning. But anyway, that's my... Whew. All right, getting back to Fawny. Going back to her testimony today. Oh, not her testimony. Gosh, we don't want to relive that, do we? No, her ex-husband or business partner or guy she paid off or Wade's ex-attorney. No, Wade's his attorney. I mean, you talk about a love triangle, guys. I think Fawny has got some credibility issues. Let's go back to where I was going to go with that with the ladies. I'm like, hey, ladies. I think Fanny has somehow, I think she's taking you guys back about a bazillion years. And whatever it is that she actually, whatever you guys have been doing in your meetings, whatever, you know, headway you guys are making on king of the world and ruling the world and all that stuff. I do believe that Fani, whatever we're going to call her today, she's a problem. She's taking you guys backwards. Tanya Price, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. She says, hello, Jim. Hi, everybody. God bless. Thank you. So, Edward's going to say some things. I don't know if I can say that out loud without getting in trouble. And we're going to go back to the comments here. Ken says, Rothschild's dying isn't as big as people think. My bet is he's already named his successor. It's George Soros has named his own son, Alex, as successor. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kerry Heisman, town bike. Everyone has to had a ride. Well, yeah, yes. Again, we're not supposed to pronounce her name like it said. We have to make it up as we go along, just like I know that there were people who I have done football announcing for when I did that for 12 years when my kids were in junior football. I will tell you that there were names that came across that press box that are disappointing at best. People, how they spell these kids' names, how they pronounce them, it is just breathtaking at best. And I just have to say, oops, you know, guys. Fanny, it is F-A-N-I-E. I traditionally called you Fanny. I think your Fanny has been exposed because you're a liar, liar, pants on fire. And I get that you're trying to save face because you don't want to talk about who you've been doing and how often you were doing them and at what time you were doing all of them. Ani. Oh, wait, the F is silent. It's Ani. Anyway, well, that's just what we do. So that's how we help it here. So, and I do apologize that there just seems to be a rhythm here to this story, but the problem is they're the ones who are doing it. Not only did I watch the lady in pink get up in a huff with her, I mean, gosh, just look at her body language, the hate speech in her body language, and then the Vaseline in her hair that's all clumped up and shiny. She didn't quite get it all smooth into the part. And then she had a little something going on here. And then her boobs were on her back, or the cups were on the back of her shirt, or I don't know. Again, I had some people try to correct me on that, and I thought that was a little bit unfortunate that they didn't bother to go ahead and look at a few of the details about the dress. In fact, that people went out and found the dress on the internet, posted it with her face, and said, this is how you're supposed to do it. By the way, girls, you know, on the back of your dress, that little oval piece, that little zipper that all the men have to figure out how to get a hold of and not lose a fingernail in and not get the cloth sucked up into, that little flappy little thing that doesn't look like a little tab like on our zippers we have or on our coats, but it's a dress zipper that they specifically put on the back of dresses, that was in the front of her dress. So it didn't take a lot of expertise for me to go, I'm not a fashion designer and I've only played one on TV, but that seems to be backwards. You got the back in the front and the front of the back, and I don't know, man, you look like a big old pile of potatoes in a bag, right? You don't look good. Well, that's her. So we're going to go with that. So anyway, so Mr. Wade, the squinty Mr. Wade, I mean, this guy could close his eyes with his eyebrows. He just brings them right down to his cheeks down here, and he pushes it all together, and then he gets out like he was using somebody else's eyeglasses, and I don't even know how. I don't have anything here to substitute eyeglasses with. I don't have a. Made my face red doing that, didn't I? But anyway, so he was always doing this because he put on somebody else. He's like, "Oh, can I borrow your readers?" He didn't bring his own readers to court. Well, in a big old huff after Miss Fowney. After she saw her boyfriend, ex-lover, well, I don't know when you want to say that the relationship started, but for a woman, it's different than for a man. Ugh. I mean, my gosh, ladies, have you not had the meetings about this? How you talk about these things in public, that you just don't try to make yourself sound that bad? All right, well, let's see. We'll just go keep moving on. So anyway, Fauci is setting the women's world movement backwards. I don't know. You guys are going back to Adam at this point. You're going to have to figure out how Eve screwed it up, start all over again. So we got the boyfriend, Wade, who testifies first, and then in a huff, Miss Fanny gets dressed in the dark and throws on a new shirt and it zips it up, doesn't realize that thing goes in the bazack. You know, she's probably trying to tuck the receipt or the tag in. She's like, oh, why is this tag hanging out in the front of my dress? Woohoo! Or isn't it up, like, it's up here. Like, isn't it up on the collar? Like, it's right, so it's only, like, put it on one side of the zipper so you can see the size. Anyway, so she hurries and gets up there. She says it's called a hook and eye. Hook and eye. Oh, it's a hook and eye. Hook and eye. Well, you know that guy down there, he's a hook and eye. You better watch him. He'll put your eye out or whatever they say. So she goes and she gets up there when she was actually fighting the subpoena to actually testify. She was still going through the court process. Oh, hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hey, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, lover, the guy I barely ever talked to but once or twice and took a whole bunch of trips with. I barely know this fellow. He seems to be making inaccurate statements. I better go in there and clear it up. Let me make myself clear. These lies. There's lies you tell. She did that. She did proclaim that the documents in which the government, or not the government, but the defense filed. John Kelly says she makes a box of rocks look like a genius. Well, I would say, yeah, they have a molecular structure that actually turns them into something, and they are doing their job by being a rock. Just laying there, right, Fonny? Okay, well, now that I'd made that little oops. All right, so she gets up there in a huff, and she's obviously got the old, you know, Vaseline on her hair, because that's what we're going back to. We're just doing the Vaseline. We don't worry about hair care products. We're just go with what you know. And old Fauci. Frowny. I'm throwing an F in there. Frowny. There you go. Fauci. Well, anyway, I did appreciate the fact that the whitest guy on Fox, not Neil Cavuto, because he plays the I'm a foreigner all the time. He always talks about his immigration status or whatever. But anyway, he gets up there and he gets to saying Fauci all the time. But everybody else is saying Fanny, including the black guy who is on the panel going Fanny. But old Whitey on Fox is calling her Fauci because that's what she's asked for now, a name change. In the middle of all this, she's no longer Fanny Willis. She's Fauci Willis. So we're changing that. So that helped. So anyway, she gets up there, makes a big old thing of herself. And then today, in a two-part series, two parts, that's right, we had the ex-business partner, or the Wade was his attorney, but then he was, what? Anyway, he got $84,000 out of the deal. Wade got just under $300,000, but that all went to the firm. He didn't hardly get a dime of that. He worked so hard, he got tens of dollars. And remember, Fanny told everybody, hey, those public defenders only get $30 out of me. I am not paying them to defend defendants. Her words, not mine. Go look them up. All right, so this guy gets up there. He goes, oh, I was speculating that she met Mrs. Wade Mr. Wade at the International Judges Conference. By the way, there's a bunch of judges conferences that your judges go to all the time. That's why they have all these specific dates they get out of. And there is a judges fund for every single fine that's ever accumulated in their courtroom. There is a special judges fine. I think it's either 1% to 3%, depending on what kind of altercation it is. And I'm doing this really fast because it's really long and I don't want to drag it out. But judges have a judges fund. Look it up on your next speeding ticket or look at an old one and have them give you a breakdown. And it says judges fund. The judges fund is discretionary fund for them to go get education and vacations and golf time and lunches. It is at their discretion what they spend it on, and there's no accountability for that money. So they have to get together and do judge conferences because, you know, my laws in Sedgwick County are just like your laws in Fulton County and Sedgwick County and Maricopa County, Arizona, and L.A. County, California. So we're all going to get together in this big conference area and say, hey, you know, we got to really find out there and make sure we're doing the right thing and get as many convictions as possible because the people who sponsor us, private prisons, are really making sure that this conference is really great for everybody. So we go to these great conferences, and that's right, brought to you by homemade prisons. Prisons brought to you by the private corporations that want to make sure you keep them full because we got to pay them. By golly. Anyway, I digress. So Mr. whatever his name is, not Fannie's husband anymore, said that he was only speculating when he thought they met, even though he testified prior to that Wade told him exactly when they met and when they started dating. He said, I don't remember telling you that I agree with everything that you put in that motion. Even though I said it in the text messages, I may or may not have understood what you were saying. This guy was the most confused individual. He was like Biden on a stage trying to find his wife, Jill Biden's husband. I'm Jill Biden's husband. I understand there's an endearing comment in there somewhere, and I'm sure it's cute to somebody, but it really makes him look like a weakness to all. Our mutual lawyer acquaintance goes to continuing learning 4 times a year. Yeah, continuing learning. Learning how to get the most out of everything you can. I don't think it makes much sense, but, you know, hey, I thought you got a Juris Doctorate once, but we need that continuing education. Going to another country even sometimes to go to, you know, going down to Cozumel to learn law. Woo! Because I couldn't just get an email on that or a Zoom call, by golly. All right. Well, that's how it works. That's how we do it here in America because everything is litigious and we cannot be honest with ourselves. So, all right. Well, moving on here, we do have ourselves a big problem with Joe. Joe says, United States, he's warning top congressional leaders. All right. You're the top of the congressional. You're the leaders. So we're going to use words over and over again in the same sentence. It means the same thing. Or you can just say, I talked to congressman. Oh, wait, got to use the word congressperson? Anyway, he warned top congressional leaders Tuesday of the dire cost of failing to give Ukraine military aid as he hosts high-stakes talks at the White House. Oh, the rare Oval Office meeting escalated efforts to unlock billions of stalled assistance for the Ukraine fight against the Russians' invasion. By the way, guys, Putin already told you. He's told you what I've told you for 2 years now. Khazarian Mafia, the Nazis, yes, the Germans, yes, they won the war and they took over. They've taken over Ukraine. Look up Burning Ukraine, Oliver Stone movie. I'm not a big Oliver Stone fan. I don't like the guy. I think he's a big liberal puke and he just likes to just be in a stir stick. But about 90% of what's in Burning Ukraine is accurate. There's about 10% or so that I would say is very, very left-leaning. We'll just say that. He obviously was picking the winners and losers because it was his movie. He could do what he wants. I don't care. But you guys go look up Burning Ukraine. It was put out a long time ago. And we were the peckers in it. We were not the peckerheads. We were not the good ones. Yeah. We did a lot of stuff we shouldn't be proud of. And that's why Ukraine is where it's at now. We destabilized the entire country so that we could allow this to happen because we need to make sure that we're always fighting with somebody and the industrial complex gets to have their just desserts. By the way, I have put a marker. I put a marker as a standpoint on August 9th. of Raytheon. Raytheon is one of the biggest military weapons contractors on Earth, and they have been, their stock is up 25% since October 9th. So if you guys had put your money in around October 8th or 9th or 10th in there, and you put in $1 billion, well, now you got $1 billion plus $250 million. That's the truth, guys. So, guys, if you think the Ukraine war had anything to do with getting anybody free or making the world a better place, well, you're not watching the numbers. Okay, let's go on. The rare law of Asmini escalated efforts to unlock billions of dollars, and who cares? Okay, says, oh, Ukraine, I think the need is urgent, said Biden. I guess we're supposed to use odd names now. Remember, everything can't be accurate. Flanked by this president, Kimi Ola Harahas. Some may know her as Kamala Harris, but we're going to use her phonetic name now because we're not using our real names anymore. We're just making it up. So that way history forgets who we are. It throws off the algorithm. She added that the consequence of inaction every day in Ukraine is dire. Dire. It is so dire. I've got some dire in my pants, says Joe Biden. Oh, wait, that was off the record. They weren't supposed to write that down. Anyway, House Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, he's a white guy, so we're just going to say his name, Mike Johnson. A Donald Trump ally who led a razor-thin Republican majority, or who leads a razor-thin Republican majority, has refused to allow a vote on the so-called supplemental funding bill in which Biden has asked for the new aid to Ukraine. By the way, it's another $80 billion, $60 billion. Don't worry about it. $80 billion. We're over $300 billion, but they keep saying it's only $110 billion. That's some gaslighting there, isn't it? It's only been $112 billion, guys. Why would you say $300 billion? You're so full of crap. You're liars. You don't know. The showdown comes after President Zelensky warned that Ukraine desperately needs to continue support from the West to defeat Russian invasion. Guys, do you know how easy it is for Russia to walk across Ukraine? It is literally easier than you can imagine. It is nothing. It is nothing. If you guys think that they're over there like, oh, we're just, you know, carpet bombing the whole thing like we did Iraq for, by the way, we dropped more bombs in Iraq than we did in World War I and World War II. Iraq, or was it Iran? Yeah, Iraq. Yeah. Yeah, look it up. It's actually really cool. The U.S. has been really bad, and we have biolabs in Ukraine. Well, yeah, that's why they don't want us, they don't want Russia in there because we're going to pull down the old pants and see what you're hanging there, Junior. What you got going? They're going to get all the secrets out. You know, no faking it. Is it a little cold in the room? Sorry. So, yeah, we don't want to talk about the Ukrainian biolabs that we bothered to stick together there. So, anyway, yeah, it says $60 billion on this last one. This is what the article says. Well, Moscow is currently mounting heavy attacks on Ukraine troops who are struggling with ammunition shortages as skeptical Republicans in the House representative blockade. Yeah, well, that's right. They do. Trump Biden's likely rival in November's presidential election. By the way, Michigan is getting ready to vote on old Biden, and it looks like he's going to get beat by none of the above. I guess they have a thing in the Democrat Party that there's a none of the above, and that's looking to beat Biden by himself. So in the Democrat Party, in the Democrat primary in Michigan, which I think is today. I think it's today is what's going on. They're going to go ahead and vote for none of the above. And here comes Gavin Newsom. Do, 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 do. I don't know when the breakdown is for people to actually file for president of the United States running. What is the deadline? Let me just look this up here. What is the deadline? To register. Well, I was trying to see if it was coming up for president. President. Wow, I knew how to spell that. Deadline for running for president. There is no formal. Oh, wow. There is no formal national deadline to file run for president in the United States. Instead, candidates must meet a variety of state-specific filing requirements and deadlines to appear on each state's election ballot.
These regulations, which are not set at the which are set at the state levels, are known as ballot access laws. Oh, so you're saying that this could be a thing. Earliest filing deadline for presidential state primaries is October 16th, 2023. So how would they get someone to fill in for old potato in chief here, the pedo in chief? How would they get someone to fill in if the deadline has already been passed on all these different states? Something to ponder there. Congress is hungry for their next batch of laundered money from the Ukraine money kickbacks. Oh, well, that's why they got to win the election. So you got to get in there and get the kickbacks going. You got to get the money machine going. That way you can win elections. So, again, I digress, but that's how it all works. Now, the fanny thing, sorry, but there's just no dead end. There's no way this is all going to end well for these people. The judge really kind of had a problem with Fanny, said that she was a aggressive and uncooperative witness, as well as Wade was put under caution. And then this guy today, he was actually taken into the judge's chamber for an hour and a half and yelled at. So anyway, all right, get back to the let's get back to some other things. House Speaker says border reform still priority over Ukraine aid. Well, that sounds stupid. Why would you want border security? Boy, what would go wrong there? Why would we want to stop people from flooding into our country? I don't know, but I've been told leaving your border open is kind of dumb. Anyway, House Speaker insisted today that his Republican-controlled chamber would not move on aid for Ukraine without immigration reform. Well, I don't want to move forward on any aid. Stop sending them money. It stops being our problem. Move on. We don't have some type of contract. We're like, hey, yeah, we gotta fulfill the contract. Whatever you need, buddy. We're just going to keep writing you the checks. You know what we could do with $300 billion? I don't know, but it has to do with if you divide it by 360 million people. I don't know. What is that math there? Is there math for that? Let's see. Can we get the math on this? So if we do... Clear it out. Clear the machine. Okay, so we do 300000000000. Ozempic. Don't ever take Ozempic, by the way, guys. It kills your intestines and it never revives. You start from the back and it moves up to your stomach. And by the time it gets to your stomach, you are now throwing up poop all the time because your body cannot move food through your digestive system. Don't ever take Ozempic. All right, 3 billion. Let's see if we can get this right. I don't know. There we go. Well, I think I did that wrong. It's only $8 a piece. Doesn't make sense, does it? I don't know. Someone's got to do the math for me. I'm trying to do it on air, live, and keep the commentary going. So I think I put it in my calculator backwards. I don't know. Could have been. But my problem is we're at $300 billion for the Ukraine war, and we are no better off. Mike Johnson told reporters at the White House that lawmakers are actively pursuing options for a multi-billion-dollar spending package, including Ukraine aid, but added the first priority of the country is our border with Mexico. Well, I think that's a big, bold move there, partner. I think that'd be great if you were able to do that, but we'll see how that goes. There was some other videos I wanted to show you guys today that I really thought were pretty important. U.S. will not send troops to fight in Ukraine. I wanted to read the one about the soldiers. Yeah. U.S. Army cutting forces by 24,000. So they're not saying that they can't recruit. They're just going to say that their needs have been reduced by 24,000. 24,000. So what we need to do is, in the middle of all this, quit recruiting and quit meeting recruiting needs because, you know, we're not going to war with anybody. We haven't pissed off everybody on Earth. We'll be fine. That'd be great. So, but this is where we're going with this whole thing. Warner Brothers Discovery is not pursuing a merger with Paramount Global.
And it looks like that's Paramount Global might be taking a turd there. So we'll see what Discovery, Warner Brothers Discovery. And let's see. Where was some other this stuff? Here we go. And, I think that's about it for that on the news. I think that's all we're going to talk about on the news itself. But we do have the... we do have other countries already picking up the mantle and carrying on the America sucks and our guy who stumbles around is worse. Macy's, the retailer Macy's is going to cut 150 stores. So Macy's is closing 150 stores. So I don't have one here in Wichita, so I guess I won't miss it. But other places across the country are going to miss Macy's. That's going to go by the wayside. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know, you'll have to get your clothes somewhere else. Carrie says, I think they will bring someone new into the DNC convention. Well, how can they, though? Problem is the elections have already been for Uncle Joe, old pedo in chief there. So they did that back with Barry Goldwater or someone. I don't know on that one, Carrie. We'll have to look that one up. You have to let me know if that happened. Tanya says America first. Well, absolutely. Congress is for sleepers, unconstitutional killer government is going for the destruction of Trump and all of us and America. Time to wake up. Oh, they're coming after all Trump and all of us and America. Time to wake up, you sleepers, before it's too late. Well, John Kennedy, you're very accurate there, buddy. John does a good job. He's got a good descriptor, so good job on that. And Carrie Heisman, thank you for that article earlier about the hair stuff, so I appreciate that. And how hair is, I don't know, amazing. It's your connection to the world. All right, well, ooh, I got two viewers on old Twitter. I'm like, oh, I'm up from zero on Twitter. I mean, even with me watching. I tell you what. All right, guys. Well, as we continue to go down this, now think about, I wanted to talk about, I know we talked about Fanny and her love triangle of men. I would like to put this out there. I'm going to probably tell you there's another guy going to come out. I'm just going to use the old telepathy. I'm going to use my, I'll use my crystal ball, look into my crystal ball. Oh, yeah, whatever we do, however we do that. And I think that there's going to be more to Fannie Willis than what we realize. I think there's going to be a couple more fellers come out. Something else is just telling me that there's more to Fannie. I'm just looking through the old crystal ball. This is, this is from Karen up in Salinas. She sent this to me for my birthday, and she sent me the little stand with it. So, anyway, I think Fannie's going to have some splaining to do. And I think it's going to come down where she's going to have a few more lovers come out of the room. But what I want to point out to you is not only is the women's credibility is lost on a lot of things. I mean, I know that this does not represent all women, but I'm going to tell you guys, I think it puts a ripple in the pond. And I think it's a ripple that you guys really need to worry about. And not that it's not going to stop the world from turning, but I do believe that there are some issues there. Hey, Truth Seeker, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, being over on Twitch. So thank you so much. And I'm going to make sure we spawn there. Where'd it go? Oh, man, gosh, where did it go? Why does it jump around? Don't jump around on me. Oops. I do believe that there's going to be a problem or a credibility issue across the board, this ripple effect with women in general, because we've got the Me Too movement that kind of said Me Too, but then didn't support the women who needed it, which created a vacuum. Then the women didn't have that. Then people overreacted. And then now we've got these black women who are at the tip of the spear for the Democrat movement being, John says it's going to be a big fanny story. It's going to be a big old butt story. Well, and so we look at these credibility issues that go across the board. Well, here's the other problem with that. Mr. Wade was paid by public dollars as an attorney, as a black man, as a black male attorney. He was paid a lot of zeros to be this guy.
to be the lead guy against Trump. Fannie has already talked about how much money she's making and how much cash she's got laying around, and she's just paying out tens of thousands of dollars. By the way, they did put up a descriptor today showing that it's somewhere over the range of 20 grand in cash has been told that they was given from Frowny and Wadady. I guess So anyway, those two, they got some finance campaign money that needs to explain. And then, so they're both, one, she was a judge, and then he was a municipal judge at some time. But then they're both working for the state. She's now the DA there. He's now special counsel plus his own law firm plus. But then her ex got an $84,000 contract from her as well. I mean, who is she not doing? So now here's where I'm going to get with all this thing. This is your judicial system. This isn't some backyard putting in a park somewhere. Someone paid off somebody. Someone bought land that, you know, the police chief owned, and then the city paid an exorbitant amount and then put a police station there. You guys don't remember that here in Wichita, Kansas? That actually happened. And anyway, that guy also had a really sweet job. Jonathan Marsh, good one. He says, I swear this sounds like a game of Clue. Well, it's very, very, you really don't know who did it, right? You're still looking for is it the candlestick or the rope and the den? Was it the butler? Yeah. So, and this is how they do it, guys. They keep you off balance. They keep the trees coming at you like, oh, it's so exciting. But my problem, let me go back to the problem. I mean, you guys aren't happy with what I've told you so far. But I will tell you this, is that when you talk about your judicial system does not have the ability to round its people up, to keep its people in check, to say that these people have a credibility issue and they're the ones putting your ass in jail or your fellow man in jail. Now, I get it. There are some real dirtbags out there that have done heinous, heinous crimes. I got it. But they, guys, 70% of our prisoners are process crimes. Process crimes. We're talking about crimes that are about policy or about ordinances. They're not about a victim crime. Just like Trump's case with, was it Anita? What was her name? What was that lady's name up there? And the one that just did the $400 million case. Vanita Gita? What was her name? Golly, I can't remember it. Anyway, what was her name? Letitia. Ah, I knew it'd come to it. Letitia. Letitia Brown. Is it Brown? Letitia Brown? Anyway, well, she charged Trump with a crime in civil court. Now, get this. She sued him civilly, where the judge is the jury, and the judge hates Trump and has been on the record for that, but also has a little bit of a cross-dressing problem and may or may not have some questionable things in interaction with the public in the past. I don't want to go too far down that path, but it's not good. Yeah, he's that guy, the white guy that with the white hair that Letitia counted on everything for. Well, that crime is the same crime that our judicial system does nationwide. City, county, state, and federal government. I'm serious, guys, and I'm saying 70% of the people that are in prisons, there is no victim. Your Supreme Court has ruled 12 times and on a 13th time referred to it as the city, county, state, and the federal government cannot be a victim of a crime, so you cannot prosecute or persecute or jail somebody for when there's no victim. Hi, Daisy. I know you were down there. I was petting her. She was stretching and all this other stuff. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay. All right. All right. You want to come up? Oh. All right. She's excited now. Okay. All right. Get out of here. You're going to drive me crazy. You guys couldn't hardly see her because I got the camera zoomed in. So anyway, my problem with this is that when we know that 70% of our prisons are full of people where there is no victim, the same thing as what Trump is going through. There was no victim. There was no crime. There was no damage. All loans were repaid with interest and closed. Yet 20 years later, Letitia is hanging her hat that this is what we're going to do with our time. We have a judicial problem. Our government is spending a lot of money and all of your money, to go out and prosecute and persecute people for speeding tickets and parking tickets and putting them in jail. Who is the victim let me ask you this. Who's the victim when you speed? How many of you guys have all had speeding tickets? Don't tell me you're pure as a driven snow and you never done anything wrong and I'm just so great. I don't want to hear it. If you went over the speed limit once and never got caught, you're still a criminal. You broke the law, and so that's what that is. But let me ask you a question. If you guys don't even know that it says that you're to stop at a red light but not maintain stopped until the light turns green, you don't even know your own state laws. But even the prosecutors and persecutors don't actually know that as well. As long as you stop and come to a complete stop, and then you proceed in the intersection with caution, you're allowed to go. Now, depending on what cop and which DA and judge you get that day, they won't even know the law themselves because they're just used to doing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. But who was the person that was wronged in the speeding or failure to stop at a red light? Who is that? Because anybody, if you guys could just please tell me who the victim was, and then we can all get that person on stand, and they can tell us how that person was victimized from speeding. And don't say it's because speed causes more crash. It's actually not true. Unattended driving causes like 90 or 80% of all crashes. Very few have to do with weather, and very, very few have to do with speed. And those that are speeding, usually it's a singular car accident because they lose control and they cause the accident themselves. So you take that out of the equation of self-inflicted, you know, damage, meaning that they were speeding and then they wrecked. Excuse me. That is how this is different, guys. See, this is where stop watching NCIS or NCI whatever or any of the courtroom drama stuff. Guys, it's programming. They're programming you to believe the judicial system is out there doing these things and solving crimes overnight. Quit going back to the programming. They're teaching you fallacies in the history. They're teaching you fallacies in the law. They're teaching you fallacies in what the government can and cannot do. Stop going back to the poison well. And by the way, those of you that are here, I've been taking note of those who came in and been commenting. Thank you guys for being here. So we do have the list of those who are getting participation points today. Those that have been involved, looks like Carrie Heisman, Edward, Tanya, John Kennedy, Ken, who actually, by the way, just came back around after 2 weeks. And we have noted, Ken, that you do not attend class regularly. And remember, participation and attendance is half your grade. And the points don't matter here, but that's what we do. And anyway, so that's how we do it. But this is a problem for us. When we have a judicial system that we know is actually going out and victimizing people purposely. Right there and then, we should be at a full stop. Why do you want me to pull over for the red and blue? They're not being credible about the things they do and don't do inside of the cop shops. The judicial system is not being clear and not being fair and prosecuting people that shouldn't be prosecuted, even according to your own Supreme Court. They got people like Fannie or Fonnie and Wade and this other guy out here running their mouth about things, and we cannot get the truth about that. We can't get the truth about what's really going on and what's really this, and they sit there and beat around and beat around and beat around. So let's go on to, Nathan Wade's attorney admitted that Wade and Fannie Willis began relationship before Wade was hired and appointed as a lead Trump prosecutor, then will deny it. So this is a problem for us when I have a guy who you're paying, okay, two guys and a girl you're paying to prosecute and go after Trump have a real credibility issue. This is a problem for me. I have to say, okay, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? His name is Terrence Bradley is the guy I've been referring to. He's Nathan's former law partner and divorce lawyer. Oh, he was the divorce lawyer, not involved with Fannie. I apologize. Maybe Fannie wasn't having sex with this guy. But she got a check. He got a check out of her. He got $84,000 out of the deal. Anyway, I'm not gonna. It's breathtaking. It's just so sad. But anyway, we'll go on. I've been driving, but listening since the start of the show. Oh, Marsha Enderton, thank you so much. She checked in. She wants her participation and attendance points. So we will mark you down as being present and participating today, Marsha. We will not put you down for a zero. And those of you who do a really, really good job, there's a possible gold star involved that is not collectible or maintained or counted. So, but there are gold stars available if you guys are participating well. Anyway, so just continue to think about this, guys, as the credibility of your government, the pedo in chief that you know you see stumbling around, toe walking, and saying he needs another $60 billion for Ukraine, talking about how there's only been $112 billion sent so far. Okay, well, those numbers rounded up gets me pretty close to $200 billion. But what about the other 100 or so billion that we, those don't count. Those were years ago, guys, years and years and years ago. That was so last year. So, again, that's how we do it here. But, guys, please, please, now that I've told you the problem, now that I've told you we have a credibility issue with our federal government, our state government, our city government, our county government, the judicial system, law enforcement, when are you going to hold them accountable? When are you going to hold your public servants accountable and tell them not today, not anymore? We're not going to do this. I am tired of having to worry about whether you're one of the good ones or one of the bad ones. When you guys start sitting so transparent, and I'm so tired of hearing who's got a hangnail, that's when I know you guys are doing your job. That's when I know you guys are stepping up and doing the right thing. But the problem is I'm looking at a situation here where I can't seem to get anybody to come clear or come clean with what's really going on in their life. But that's okay, right? It's okay for you to wouldn't hire an architect and say, oh, I'll be back in 4 years, make it a good one. You know, build me a good house. Here's a $3 trillion. Go build me a house. I'll be back in 4 years. Oh, wait, no, it's 3 trillion times 4 years. So that's $12 trillion to build you a house. Would it look like what you wanted it to look like? Would it be the color you want? Or would it be where you want it? Would it be facing the direction you want? Would it have the tile you like? Would it have the entry door you always wanted? Will it have the helipad that you were looking for on the third floor or whatever $12 trillion of the house gets you? Do you see what I'm saying here, folks? Is that we have ourselves, America, we the people. We've got a problem. Our public servants aren't being beholden to us. They're not coming to us and saying, hey, by the way, we're screwing up and this is how we did it and this is what we can do to make this better. Jonathan says, we got to slam the brakes on those greenbacks. Well, yeah. And I want to go back to a statement I made yesterday, and we're going to have a lot of great guests on the rest of this week. We got John Richardson's going to be on tomorrow, the apricot seed guy that I really enjoy his company, great guy. I went to San Antonio with him and his son to learn about autism and found about BH4 and other things and the cell function things, and that's where My Daily Naturals fits right into all those things I keep telling you guys, basic cell function package, get your iodine, get your copper, magnesium, and methylfolate. If you don't have them, everything else is just a big cytostorm, a mess. Your cell function is in limp mode, and you're not functioning right. Anyway, tomorrow's going to be John. We got a couple other people coming on Thursday and Friday. It's going to be great. Guys, there are people that you're listening to the show, watching the show, that lived through the 60s and 70s when we transferred from one currency to another. And just because it went from this currency to this currency and it almost looks the same doesn't mean it didn't happen. That's what the fuel lines were about, where people were standing in line waiting for the fuel because there were fuel shortages. That's what the unemployment was. That's what about the rent was. That's what all this stuff was. And guys, if you actually go back and look at how fast rent and cost of living has increased compared to the wages, you would be embarrassed that you live in this country. We've abused ourselves in such a way that it's really unnecessary. We've caused a lot of things, a lot of prices to go up that were completely fabricated and fictitious. We have allowed for banks and other big money people to be able to wash away their debt into ours and then saddle us with the debt.
the bailouts the banks have had, the different industries, the auto industry. Remember when we did the clunkers for cash thing under Obama, where we got rid of millions and millions of antique cars and classic cars, and they were taken off of the market because they gave them $500? How stupid are we to go out and give away cars that were worth probably a lot more than that now because they were classic cars, grandma's old car. They just crushed it because that's what we do. Took millions and millions of cars off the market to create a value in cars that were worth nothing. And that's what Obama's did. And the Obama Motors, when they bought 51% of Chevrolet of America and abandoned Chevrolet Corporation and left a lot of people holding the bag, we don't want to talk about that, do we? The bank bailouts and the bailouts of the corporations is actually very sick. As long as you're a good friend with whoever's in charge at the time, your industry is going to be fine. That's where we're pumping money into solar and wind and these electric cars that can't do anything. By the way, that Rivent or whatever car company that is, they have overproduced so much now that they can't even give away their cars. That new Rival, Revel, or whatever it is, that one took a big dump. And that's the government money. That's how it works when you push government money into private sectors. All right, guys, well, take this time and actually think about what we got to do. Push back on these people. Don't let these people do this anymore. Women, don't let this happen to you guys. This is not good. Does not look good. Fowney is screwing it up for a lot of people. They did a lot of work, and people have gone out of their way to try to, you know, make the world a better place, and then people like her are just putting a big old bullet hole in the bottom of the boat we're riding in, and it's not funny. So, again, we have a judicial system that's under question, under scrutiny, which they should be. We have a legal system that's not intact, and it should be revamped, as well as our law enforcement. They've got credibility issues, and I get it. Some people say, well, we can't live without them, but can we live with them? And that's the question. If they're going to be liars and cheaters and manipulators, I don't want to live with them. I'd rather take my chances, to be honest with you. I'm sorry to say it, but I believe I can take care of myself. That's what freedom is, and that means freedom's I take care of me, and I do me. I don't need the government handouts. That's the difference right there. So it's hurtful because it doesn't make a lot of sense, because that means that you're going to actually have to participate in your own freedom. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get going. So 10% we do for a neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less it to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promises I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Never, ever, ever let the government tell you that they are in charge of you. They have less constitutional rights than you do. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Jonathan, good to see you. Says, later, folks. Be safe out there. Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Guys, any questions or comments, get a hold of me. Remember, My Daily Naturals, get your basic cell function package. Get your body right. Get your head right so you can survive all this. Remember, live long and happy. That screws up their plan. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys have a good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.